Hello, you're all very welcome. A Spray My Mental Health podcast, episode 38, myself, Dave O'Connor. It has been a long, long time since I put an episode together, probably over a year. Probably don't really need to explain why, but just to give some context, a couple of things. I think probably putting something together and, you know, verbalising your deep feelings, your deep emotions around mental health, around well-being, it can be draining. I think it's important because for me, the opposite and the alternative was silence, and that never really served me well. So I think being open, being transparent has been somewhat liberating, and I think it's helped people. I hope it's helped people. But yeah, it can be draining, and I think to be boxing off episodes around your mental health and your well-being week by week by week, there is a danger that it can lose its sincerity and lose its honesty, and that's not something I want. So I probably ran out of steam a bit in terms of recording episodes, and look, that's fine. And then I think the other side then, I suppose post-COVID, where people are maybe a little bit more liberal when it comes to speaking about how you're feeling or listening to people, there was obviously a blow up in terms of podcasts, in terms of big personality, well produced programs discussing mental health, discussing therapy and various other aspects of well-being. And you know, this is an insight to the good and bad of my mind, is that the good side would be saying, you know, look, don't be worrying about anyone else. Doesn't matter how many's listening to them, how many or how popular they are. Leave them to it. They're doing their bit. You just do you and keep doing your bit. Whether one person is listening or 10, it doesn't matter. Just do your bit. Because my experiences have flaw and have value as much as anyone else. And that should be enough. And then the devil on your shoulder, the self-pity piece is, Asha, look, why would anybody want to listen to me? Look at these people with their beautiful studios, big following, big listeners, you know, big, a lot of people listening. Nobody needs me to do it, so I better get out of the way. And I can be guilty of that sort of, you know, that fork in the road in so many aspects of my life, and it's something I'm always trying to get better at, park the self-pity and just motor on with what you're doing. And like I say, once something's sincere and true to you, it should be enough. And I think, unfortunately, in the age of instant gratification, we let that slide, or I let that slide. So yeah, look, I suppose there's some justification as to why there has been a break. And yeah, I think, look, I've just come out of quite a difficult period in my life, probably 6-7 months, for numerous reasons. Just a lot of stress, and so much so I ended up in hospital over Christmas, which is probably 4 months ago. Missed Santa on Christmas morning, which for any parent is absolutely devastating. And I'd like to say it was somewhat of a watershed moment where I said, right, that's it. I need to start looking after myself. And yeah, I didn't. I just let things dwindle on. And again, just feeling sorry for myself, going day by day with no real structure, no real aim, putting in the hours, going through the motions, and just being a bit, bleh. And it's funny because, again, from the outside looking in, a lot of people are like, geez, you're so busy, you're absolutely flying it, you know, you're working hard, your coaching is going great, you're doing so much. And busy isn't always the answer, as you know, I suppose we all know at this stage. Like, and yeah, I felt probably where I'm at now is, yeah, I am busy. I have a lot going on, but I need focus. I can get very overwhelmed, and sometimes I feel a creative platform like this can be very helpful, to maybe just instill a little bit of discipline into me day or me week or me month or whatever it may be. And it's a good time of year as well. Clock's going forward, brighter evenings, lovely mornings. I can feel like a bear coming out of hibernation. So yeah, look, I'm hoping just throwing small episodes together can be helpful for me in terms of me day to day, and also helpful to you as a listener, and you can take something from it. On my mind today, and I'll keep this short, it's my birthday next week. I'm edging towards 40, 39. And I spend a lot of time in my car, a lot of time driving, which is a lot of reflection time, a lot of thinking time, which I don't always think is bad. But thinking back about coming through this bad period, and I've come through many of them, thankfully, and probably should give myself more credit that every time I knock myself down or get knocked down, I do get back up, I do come through it. It just can be very difficult to see that at the time. So at 39 years of age, when I look at what I've been through, like good and bad, when I look at how I've been knocked back, the first half of those 40 years, those 39 years, I was put down, kicked, knocked back, you know, somewhat damaged by what other people said and did to me, what other people inflicted on me. And that, I've spoke about that in detail in previous episodes of this podcast, on different podcasts I've been guests on blog posts and social media posts. You know, into my 20s and 30s, it flipped. The damage in my 20s and 30s has been done by myself. I took over from the instigators. I've hit myself, said stuff to myself, put myself down, put an immense amount of psychological damage on myself. And when you look at, you know, the average run of life, I think is 80, late 80s, I'm coming to that halfway point. And it's not a midlife crisis. I'm not going to go out and buy a Ferrari to make up for something that was lacking throughout my life. But when I look, if I reflect upon a percentage of how I've thought about myself, how I've treated myself, how I've spoken to myself, how kind I've been to myself, it's a scary thought to think that it's either close to a 50-50 between kind and unkind, or tipping, edging towards being unkind to myself for the majority of my life. And that is not good enough. It's absolutely not good enough. And I'm not scared in any way getting into my 40s or hit my 40s. I have days, which is nothing to do with age, which again is induced by self-pity and just a little bit of overwhelm and loss, in that I do get a bit, sure, look, this is it. Sure, just see it through. Which is a shit mindset. And that's a bad day or a bad week. But I know there's fucking so much, like, I haven't even started yet. And half the stuff I don't even know what it is yet. But to treat myself the way I've treated myself, it hasn't been good enough and it needs to be better. And I don't know if that's a big enough driver for change, but it is. It's a thought at the back of my mind as I'll be eating my chocolate cake next week with a candle in it, that I can do better and be kinder to myself and do my best to put the practice in place to make sure I am better and I'm stronger for myself, and not just for myself. Previously it was for myself, but as a dad now, and any parent will tell you, you need to be better for your kids as well, because they deserve better. So there's a collective in this. And that's all I have to say in it for today. Just coming up to 39, 40 years of age, there's a feeling inside myself now, a burning desire somewhat, that I just want to do better heading into that second half of my life. That's all for today, short and sweet. Hope it's been somewhat thought-provoking for you, somewhat helpful, and a little bit value in it for you as well. So listen, I appreciate you listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Have a good day.